Chef Jamie Oliver is on a mission to inspire people to cook.
I've got a beautiful pasta of crispy bacon, peas, mint and parmesan that all my mates absolutely love. You can make it for about £7 and it'll feed about 4 to 6 people. So it's absolutely fantastic, beautiful.
If you have a question for Chef Jamie Oliver, how to make Thanksgiving dinner on a budget, for example, or how to make the perfect pumpkin pie, then go to npr.org/soapbox. We promise we'll get him to convert quids into dollars.
Here's another installment in our occasional series, Americans Abroad. The woman you're about to meet was born in Vietnam. She's been a beauty queen, a refugee, and a law enforcement officer in the U.S. Now she has a new career in another faraway land, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
How many former FBI agents can claim to have been Miss Saigon? Myung Robson can.
I was Miss Saigon in 1970, and like everything else in my life, it's just like pure luck. You know, my teacher had come to tell me that, you know, we have some beauty pageant going on in town, and why don't you just try it out? The next thing I know is that I was in the finals and was crowned as Miss Saigon by the wife of the Prime Minister of South Vietnam, Madame Trần Thiện Kim.
Myung Robson's road from beauty queen to FBI special agent began on April 29, 1975. Her father had recently retired as a 3-star general, and the communists were closing in on Saigon.
When we saw a helicopter falling off the rooftop of one of the condominium, like a block away from our home, my mom said, "That's it, we have to leave." So we just rushed out of the house with like about $60 in my dad's pocket, clothes on our back, and it just ran to the port of Saigon.
They scrambled onto a ship and a few months later found themselves in New York as refugees, picking strawberries in Stony Brook for 15 cents a basket.
It was just heaven. You know, after having spent so much time on sea and to be able to just like lie down on the field of strawberries and eat as much as we could and then just pick whatever's left over for sale for 15 cents a basket, it was fun. It was really fun.
But it wasn't so much fun in the winter. Her father, the former 3-star, got work painting houses, and Myung started a work-study program at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. There she met an FBI agent, volunteered to translate documents for the agency, then decided to try to become a special agent herself. Did I mention Myung is impatient?
I was sick and tired of waiting, you know, for 3.5 years. So every Monday, I made a point of calling Washington, you know, to say, what's going on with my application, you know? And then I even wrote a letter to Director William Sessions, you know, and said, well, get me in or else, you know? And someone was bright enough to just, you know, take a leap of faith and allow me in. And that was it.
Robson became the FBI's first Vietnamese-American special agent. And in 1995, began working closely with police from Vietnam to apprehend criminals neither country wanted. Those who'd committed crimes in the U.S. then fled back to Vietnam to hide. She helped capture 2 people on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, one a Vietnamese-American wanted for murder, the other an American pedophile captured in Bangkok, where she was posted in 1999 and where she retired 5 years later. None of this, however, prepared her for her next career as a restaurant owner and chef. She'd never trained as a chef, but that, she says modestly, didn't really matter. Bangkok may be a food lover's delight, but not, she says, when it comes to the city's Vietnamese restaurants.
I would say that they're not quite authentic as the way that another Vietnamese person would want. So a lot of people ask me before I open this restaurant, where can you find the best Vietnamese restaurant here? I said, in my home. And I meant it. Because if I can cook more authentic food, why would I want to go out and pay for it? It all comes down to the sauce. If you get it right, you got it. They don't get it right.
At Swan Mai, Myung and her 3 Thai assistants apparently do get it right night after night, despite working out of a kitchen only a little bigger than a poker table.
You see, this one here is the barbecue pork. This one is pho gà, nem nướng over there. Over here, they're making the gỏi cuốn, which is the cold spring roll with shrimp and pork.
The restaurant has become a favorite of Bangkok foodies, expats, and Vietnamese visitors too, she says, who find Thai food way too spicy. What's even more remarkable is that Robson never cooked growing up. but claims to have the cooking equivalent of perfect pitch, total taste recall.
I can still remember the taste that of the food that I ate when I was 10 years old. You know, I remember going to the imperial city of Wei when I was 11 years old and eating a steaming bowl of bun bo wei, you know, which is like the beef and pork knuckle noodle soup. And I still remember to this day, and I can reproduce it the way the imperial court of Hui eat it.
Robson's daughter is finishing a degree at Penn State. Her son will graduate high school in Bangkok next year. But Robson says she'll stay on in Bangkok. She's in no hurry, she says, to go back to the States or to Vietnam.
Having lost your country make you very adaptable to wherever you go. Home is where the heart is, and my heart is here right now. I am totally happy.
Her soul, she says, is Vietnamese, her passport American, but her heart, as she says, is now firmly in Bangkok, as is some of the best Vietnamese food around. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.